until 11, Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
It is 26 minutes to 10. With you in the studio is Rebecca Casson, the CEO of the Committee for Geelong. Rebecca, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mitchell. How are you today?
Very good indeed, and thanks so much for coming in. I wanted to first of all look at the revitalisation of Geelong, because we were both at the same breakfast on Friday morning. Just tell us about what some of the key messages are that came out of that, because you are essentially being consulted as a stakeholder as part of that whole process.
That's right, Mitchell, and it was great to see such a good attendance on Friday, and really positive to see some action being taken. As you're probably aware, it was the Committee for Geelong who advocated for there to be a vision in the CBD, and we formed a partnership with Deakin University and the City of Greater Geelong and the State Government to deliver the Vision 2 project. Vision 1, of course, is the waterfront that was delivered by Jeff Kennett, and Vision 2 is now the revitalisation of the CBD. So it's really good to see some of the committee's early work in terms of that policy positioning come to action and come to life.
Yeah, and I did like that they did have quite a clear plan going forward, and there was a clear timeline as well, so people know what to expect. And some of the speakers that got up were quite impressive, I thought.
Yes, we thought that Hilary Rutledge did a fantastic job and setting out what we can expect to see into the future. Of course, it was good to hear the mayor talk about second cities and the importance of investment in second cities, and put in a call out there to Minister Briggs in terms of investment in second cities. And I think I've mentioned to you before, Mitchell, that the committee's research has shown that those nations that invest more heavily in their second-tier cities have fared better in the global financial crisis than any other. And for us, we believe that further investment in Geelong as a second-tier city is important. So the state government's investment in establishing the new Geelong Authority is a key part to that.
Yeah, that was a comment that really jumped out at me. I actually put it on Twitter because I think it spoke to me, the fact that you do have to consider second cities, because I was actually talking to someone about this whole thing, and they said, well, if you can't find a job, just move to Melbourne. But, you know, Melbourne's already overcrowded and population growing and going to overtake Sydney. You really do have to look at the great resources you have in, for example, Geelong, and try and focus on those. So absolutely, they do need to sort of spread the investment across not just the major cities, but also those second cities. So that was a really big takeout for me.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, we had an event that involved the Prime Minister last week, and we actually stood up in a room of 400-odd Melbourne people, I would put it, and Chinese investors, and we spoke of the importance not only of Geelong, but of national investment in that second-tier city group. So, and it's not to say that second-tier cities are second best to major cities. In fact, the reason why we use the language second-tier cities is because that's what's actually in the academic literature. But we're very happy for someone else, probably not us because I'm not a creative person, but probably for someone else to come up with a different terminology. In fact, in England, the second cities use the terminology core cities group. So that's something that we're going to be continuing to work on and research.
Yeah, no, that absolutely is fair enough. And what are some of the big focuses that you want to see on that revitalisation? Because there are a few big ideas there, and traffic, I think, was one of the biggest ones in terms of, well, how do we manage the flow of traffic so that people still get to where they want to go, but also doesn't detract from trying to keep it a calm and quiet place where people can have al fresco dining and that sort of thing.
Well, they're all important, Mitchell, but for the Committee for Geelong, we would want to see a major intervention. This is what the Geelong Authority is going to bring to the revitalisation of central Geelong. For us, a major intervention looks like a convention centre, looks like massive infrastructure, looks like real game-changing projects that this city has been needing for such a long time. So for us, we believe that the new Geelong Authority can have the opportunity to put some of those projects really firmly on the agenda going forward. And in fact, we've got the Minister for Planning, Richard Wynne, coming on Thursday, a meeting with a fairly large group of our members, actually, at an informal meeting, a roundtable discussion to discuss some of those issues in relation to the Planning Authority.
And obviously those things will be brought up for consideration. So you think that one of the most important things to look at are those game-changing things that bring a lot of people, like a convention centre?
Absolutely. And in fact, when the Premier announced the Geelong Authority at the Committee for Geelong's annual dinner back in August, he actually used language like turbocharge the redevelopment of the CBD. And he insisted that he wants to break the deadlocks that delay and hinder the major projects that Geelong needs. So just to be clear that this new authority is going to be based in our city and it's going to be run by people from Geelong or connected to our region. So my predecessor mm-hmm. is the chairman of that group mm-hmm. and there are other very significant people that are on that board as well, including the previous CEO of the TAC, Janet Dorr.
Mm. I mean, in terms of things that hinder where we want to go, I was interested to hear at the breakfast that they're trying to get more people to live in the city, which makes a lot of sense, but there could be roadblocks because of building regulations. I thought that was really interesting.
Yes, that's all very interesting. And of course, the big test will be how WorkSafe's new building is delivered and developed. And we've already seen some fantastic concepts coming through. And that will be a major part of Central Geelong's revitalisation, particularly due to the eminent standards of design and sustainability, accessibility and technical advancement that WorkSafe is requiring through the tender.
Yep.
So they've been very detailed about what they want. And the new headquarters will be a minimum five-star, green star rated building that will demonstrate Australian excellence. So having that in our Central Geelong area will be very exciting.
Yeah. For sure. Also the Treasurer was here recently and talking about links between Geelong and Melbourne, because that's a big one, because I was driving down against the flow of traffic yesterday morning coming into the show, but just trying to look at all those people coming from Geelong to Melbourne and sitting in traffic, it must be very frustrating and also a bit of a hindrance to business.
Well, that's right. We actually had the Treasurer in Geelong yesterday. We invited him to come to Geelong on the back of the cancellation of the East-West Link and the contract there. We actually wrote to the Premier and the Treasurer and the local MPs to ask them to keep the pressure on, what were their plans for relieving the congestion between Geelong and Melbourne. So the Treasurer came to see us yesterday and it was a private briefing for us, really so that we can make sure that the committee keeps up the pressure to ensure that the state government knows that we are very, very keen to ensure that there is a project that can relieve that congestion between Geelong and Melbourne.
And is there anything on the radar? Like, I know that their policy was a Westgate distributor road, I think, that got some of the trucks off the Westgate Bridge. Are we seeing progress with that, for example?
Well, the Western Distributor is the unsolicited project that that has come through, and that's been seriously considered. So there'll be some movement that will come through over the course of the next few weeks on that, according to the Treasurer. But I'm not here to speak on behalf of the Treasurer.
That's right.
But clearly, I want to ensure that you're aware, and many of your listeners are aware, that the Committee for Geelong did actually write on the cusp of that East-West Link issue, and we did seek further confirmation and have kept up our advocacy in relation to the East-West aspect, and particularly the Western Link into Melbourne.
But essentially some sort of second crossing of the river, because the Westgate gets congested so easily, and whether it's the Western Distributor or that East-West Link, just some other route that people can take if they want to get to Melbourne.
That's right, but it's not just about transport in relation to people in their cars, it's about public transport as well. And the committee's made a submission to the new Regional Network Development Plan, which maybe next month we can talk about in more detail when the details of that have been made a bit more public.
Yeah, I think that might be good, because obviously there are a few hindrances that we're seeing, and a lot of it being with the regional rail link and just the rollout of that. But the local government electoral review, tell us about that. That's important.
Very important for your listeners, Mitchell, because they have an opportunity to really have an input into the change of the Act that hasn't been looked at for the last 25 years. So the Committee for Geelong recently met with Local Government Minister Natalie Hutchins regarding the Local Government Electoral Review discussion paper, which has been now distributed and released. So that does include a review of the directly elected mayoral structure, which is quite topical at the moment and very interesting to many people. So the success of the directly elected mayoral model, of course, is important to Geelong. However, the present structure of the system needs urgent amendment, otherwise it is certain to fail. And the Committee for Geelong has been a courageous advocate, often independent. We can, as I say, often do things that other groups are not in a position to be able to do. And the committee has pushed for improvements to Geelong's local government, and particularly the directly elected mayoral model.
Do people in the community, they get to make submissions, do they?
Yes, they do. And the deadline is in December. And the minister is encouraging lots of people to review the discussion paper and make submissions organisations and really take this opportunity to change the way that our local government is structured. It does need to be made more contemporary. Of course, many cities throughout Australia and indeed the world do have a system to appoint a direct elected mayor. But despite the success in other cities, the system in Geelong doesn't appear to be working. And as you were aware, we went to America earlier on this year on our trade mission, and we met with the first directly elected mayor of Richmond, who was the previous governor of Virginia, Douglas Wilder, and that further strengthened our view that there does need to be a strong mayoral model for Geelong. That's going to be essential in order to move our city forward.
But in that case study, how did the directly elected mayor have power, and how was his relationship with the other councillors?
Well, sometimes the relationship of a mayor with other councillors can be very fractious. Let's be clear about that. But it's about building relationships. But it's also about being clear about the roles and responsibilities of a direct elected mayor under a stronger mayoral system. So the committee does believe that there needs to be some type of ticket system, very similar to what is run in Melbourne, and a further definition of those powers as well. Geelong does have a history of changing its mind. And as Geelong transforms, now is not the time to retreat to the days of internal council politics determining the leader of our great city. You know, the state government's local government review discussion paper does provide an opportunity to make a positive change and move towards a proven and successful model.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And we do need a bit of stability, particularly when there's investment involved. So having one person that is the mayor and having that stability is probably the best way to go. It's just a question of, as you said, maybe more clearly defining some of those roles.
That's right. So we do support the review of the mayoral system and the mayoral process. And we will be consulting further with our members on this issue. And perhaps the next time, next month I come on, we can talk about some of the outcomes from that consultation.
Yep, absolutely. We'll put that in the diary and we'll speak to you next month. Thank you so much for coming in once again. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me on, Mitchell. We very much appreciate the opportunity.
Good on you, Rebecca Casson there, the CEO of the Committee for Geelong.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.